Because I believe a man is supposed to take care of his woman. I don't care how much money your woman make. A man is supposed to have his mind set on taking care of his woman.
I want to talk. I mean, this, you know, this may be a bit crude, but I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. I want to talk about booty calls. Good evening. Good evening. Hope everybody is doing well. I cannot read this writing. It's small and I'm kind of far away from it. How's everybody doing? I pray that everybody is safe and that everybody is doing well. Pray that you're living with a sense of peace and rest, even in a chaotic time like this. If this is your first time here, I'm R.C. Blakes, and I'm a pastor, I'm an author, I'm a teacher, and I'm a man, and I have a lot of thoughts and opinions, and I like to share them. I'm no therapist, let me see if I can fix this here just a little bit. I'm no therapist, I'm no psychologist, I'm no licensed counselor. I'm just a man with some experiences, and I like to share my thoughts on certain things. And so one of the things that is dear to my heart, and it's really a divine mission that God has given me, and that is to speak into the lives of generations of women from a big brother, fatherly perspective sometimes. And just from the perspective of a man that really, really cares. I'm married to a wonderful woman by the name of Lisa Blakes. I'm a faithful husband. I love my wife. And she and I together spend most of our time empowering generations of women. And we do that together because it's a mission that God really gave to the two of us. And so you'll hear me speaking a lot to the issues surrounding women. It's because God gave me that mission, and it's dear to my heart. And we're touching women all around the world. And so tonight, just for a few minutes, and this is inspired by, I was teaching from my new book, Kingology, which is available now. It's the male companion to Queenology. I was teaching from it, and at a certain point I started talking about some kind of way I got off on the subject of women choosing the way women choose men. And we dealt with the reality that a lot of times women are getting the wrong man, because the reality is that they're choosing the wrong man. And you're constantly, most of the people that watch me are female, you're constantly searching for the wrong man. And then you make angry statements like, and I know you might get mad with me saying that, but I mean, I just got to tell it like it is. You make angry statements like, all men are dogs, but at the same time, You watch everything I teach. You go over and you watch your brother like Tony Gaskins. You watch everything he teaches. And then you say, all men are dogs. Well, if all men are dogs, why would you even be here watching me? Why would you even be subscribed to my channel? If all men are dogs, why would you even go to Tony Gaskin's channel if all men were dogs? It's clear that you understand that all men are not dogs. The reality is you keep getting dogs because you keep choosing dogs. Now, you don't want to face that reality, and you don't want to accept that responsibility. You'd rather just throw it up to, well, I keep flunking in terms of my relationships because all men are dogs. Not so. All men are not dogs. I'm not a dog. And I know a lot of men that are not dogs. But most of the women who keep getting dogs keep choosing the same breed. And so this was inspired from that. Why do you keep getting the wrong man? And there are a few things that I cannot see that name. Nurse Mo, I think it was. Thank you so much. If I pause and do that, you all just, you know, you just got to accept that. People are kind to you. I'm from the South. When people are kind to you and they sow into your life or do anything nice, you're supposed to stop and recognize that. If I don't recognize it, it's because I don't see it. And so, you know, that's just the way that goes with me. Why do you keep getting the wrong man? Well, there are a few reasons that I've outlined here today. But now let's define what the wrong man looks like. Let's define what the wrong man looks like. The wrong man is any man that does not live his life in a way that you don't have to check up on him. You know, you don't have to go through his phone. If you're going through his phone all the time, you feel a need to go through his phone all the time, he's the wrong man. Either he's the wrong man or you just so broken, you're not really ready for a relationship. Thank you, Lynn. The wrong man is any grown man that is not looking for a wife. And I'll say that again. The wrong man is any so-called grown man that's not looking for a wife. He's just looking for a girlfriend, you know. He want to do everything that husbands do. He want to have sex. He want food. He want his clothes washed. But he don't want no wife. He doesn't want to marry you. And he just tying your life up year after year after year. And you just constantly sitting there. You've developed this soul tie with this man. And you giving him all of these wife privileges. And he hadn't stepped up to the plate as a husband. He's the wrong man. I don't care nothing about he go to church, he love God, and he got a good job, he make good money, and he handsome. If he not trying to be a husband, and if he not trying to make you a wife, he's the wrong man. And you supposed to move on from him because he's a time waster. He's what you call a life waster. You see? That's the wrong man. Any man that you can't trust, any man whose character is so shaky that you got to check up behind him. Thank you, Lori. Any man that wants to go out, want to go to dinner, want to go to bed and have a whole lot of sex and everything, but doesn't want to go to the altar. Wrong man. Wrong man. But why do you keep getting this? You know, because you get rid of this one. And then you go and we watch you, you go and you go right around the corner and you come back with the same kind of dude, just in a different pair of tennis shoes. Why? Well, number one, you're choosing projects. Why do I keep getting the wrong man, Pastor? Thank you, Veretta. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. You're choosing projects. Most of y'all keep ending up with the wrong man because you're choosing projects. And what's a project? A project is, you know, it's like you know, the little store they have in the malls, when the malls are open, when we're not in a pandemic, they got this little store they call Build-A-Bear, where you can go, thank you. Oh, my goodness, y'all coming in so fast. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Desher. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You got this store called Build-A-Bear, where you go and you build a little bear, I think, and you can put the voice on there for the child and all that, and you build a little bear the way I think you want it to look or whatever, something like that. Well, a lot of y'all, that's the way you do your men. You choose a project. You choose a little man that you got to put him together, you know. And I'm not talking about helping, because the woman is designed to help the man, but you choose men that don't even have the fundamental components of manhood. and you feel like you can bring him home and you can work on him, and you feel like you can put things in him like respect, faithfulness, work ethic. Mm-mm. If he don't have that in him already, he's not a man. And you can't take a project. You can't take a male project and think you're going to mold him into a man like you're God. You're not God. If God doesn't make him a man, thank you, Morgan. Thank you so much. If God has not made him a man, if his mama couldn't make him a man, what makes you think you're going to be able to bring him home and do something different with him than God and his mama have done? You're choosing projects. See, a man, a real man, and see, y'all keep doing that. And I'm going to tell you why you're doing it in a minute. A real man has to be enough when you meet him, watch this, to accommodate you. Monique, did I say it right? Monique Aradini. I hope I said that name right. I know I messed it up. Forgive me. A real man has to be enough to accommodate you when you meet him. You can't choose a man. Watch this. You can't choose a man and then you have to make him a man or make him man enough for you after you get him home. You can't go and choose a man off the block and then bring him home and think that as a woman, you're going to have some supernatural power that you can make him man enough for you. You got you a project. Thank you, Iris. You got a project. No, no, no. You know, because the first thing that's going to happen with that is that once the little infatuation wears off, you're going to discover you ain't got no respect for him. Latrell, thank you so much. You ain't got no respect for him. If he doesn't come with all of the necessary components of manhood to the table, he's the wrong man. And what many of you are doing, you're constantly going and you're choosing projects. Now, let me show you something in Proverbs 31. You know, I like to take all of my stuff as much as I can and relate it to scripture. In Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 12, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? This thing is moving so fast. Thank you, Ariane. I love you. God bless you. Thank you. Okay. Who can find a virtuous woman? Watch this. For her price, underline that word right there. For her price is far above rubies. Now watch what the next verses say. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now watch this. This is what I saw when I read this. Let's see. Y'all moving so fast. Thank you, Brave Bird. I like that name, Brave Bird. Hallelujah. Watch this. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Let's stop right there. Number one, if he's man enough. Thank you, Naja. I guess y'all see how bad my eyes are, huh? For her price, who can find the blessed golden gal? Thank you so much. I think I saw you before. Thank you so much. Who can find a virtuous woman? Number one, watch this. When I read that, for those of you that go and create all of these projects. Number one, first mistake you're making is that you're out in the streets hunting for a man. When the Bible says a man that is worthy of you has the ability to find you. He has the ability to identify you, in other words. Thank you, Felisa, I think it is. He has the ability to locate you. Who can find a virtuous woman? He has, number one, the ability to locate you. So he recognizes the value that you are when he sees you. You don't have to sell yourself to him. And the second thing, watch this. The Bible says her price is far above rubies. a man that is worthy of you recognizes you and he has the capacity to pay the price for you. He's not a man that you got to bring home and try to put together. He's a man that has the fundamental capacity or the fundamental elements of manhood within him. He's able to recognize you and he's able to pay your price. Now watch this. And then after the Bible says he finds her, and after the Bible says he's able to pay the price for her, which is far above rubies, then the Bible goes on to say the heart of her husband. He's not a man that's looking to be a boyfriend. He's looking to be a husband, safely trusting his wife so that he will have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now watch this. He didn't get wife benefits until he recognized her, paid the price, and made her his wife. There are many of you all that's bringing a little boy home thinking you're going to turn him into a man that's going to ultimately be able to pay the price. Thank you so much, lovely preach. 40, I think it is. Peach, I'm sorry. Lord have mercy. Thank you, sweetheart. Are y'all catching this? I know a lot. I'm stopping a lot, but are y'all catching this? He's able to recognize her, pay the price. He becomes her husband, and then he gets all of the wifey benefits. Many of you who are searching for these projects, you're giving away all of the wifey benefits before the dude has paid the price, and he's not even proven to you that he recognizes the value that you are. Thank you, Tia. And you're giving away all of these wifey benefits to this project because you think you can build a bear. You think you can build a man. You think you can build a husband. If he ain't a husband when he finds you, you can't make him one. And see, a man that is worthy of you is a man that comes to the table saying, now, you know, I'm looking for a wife. I'm not looking for no one night stand. I'm not looking for no girlfriend. I'm looking for a woman that's going to be my wife. I need a wife. I'm not looking to play no games. I'm not out here trying to run these streets with no bunch of women. I'm looking for somebody I can build a kingdom with. I'm a king and every king needs a queen. And that's what I'm looking for. If he don't have that mentality, you keep choosing these projects because you think you can take them from their mama house. You can take them off the corner. You think because you put a suit on him, you bring him down there and you buy a suit for him that you can turn him in. Number two, why do you keep getting the same kind of wrong dude? Number one, you choose projects all the time. Number two, you choose out of your subconscious low self-esteem. You're choosing men based on low self-esteem. And y'all know what I teach all the time in Queenology. I talk about the woman's broken consciousness. And if you've not heard my teachings on Queenology, or you've not read my books, or if you've not bought my online program for Queenology, broken consciousness is where society, from religion to academia, intentionally breaks the woman's self-consciousness so that she cannot see herself the way the Creator designed her. Every woman is born and ordained by the Creator to be a queen in the earth. When the Bible in Genesis talks about God gave them dominion, that's a royal decree that God gave them authority and power to dominate. Every woman by the Creator's standard is a queen. Some people try to kick against that, but you can't kick against that. Every woman was created alongside the man to reign in the earth as kings and queens. But society robs the woman of that queen consciousness so that society, which is a perverted male-dominated society, may manipulate the woman because if she doesn't know who she is, I can make her whatever I want her to be. It's the conscious woman that society is fearful of. And so when the woman's consciousness is broken, she chooses men out of her subconscious low self-esteem. You will always land on what you actually believe you deserve. So if you don't actually believe that you deserve a king, you know what will happen? A king will walk into your life and you will find a way to sabotage it. Because you don't actually believe you deserve that. A king can present himself to you and be have great interest in you, and you will ignore that because you don't actually believe you deserve that, and you move right on around the corner and you pick old homeboy up off of the block and you bring him home and you're going to build you a man. You're choosing out of your subconscious low self-esteem, and as a consequence, you're choosing beneath yourself. You're choosing men that are inferior. And when I say inferior, it doesn't mean that you're better than them, but it means that they don't match your destiny. And you keep getting hurt because it's the unequal yoke the Bible talks about. It's like the stallion yoked up to the donkey. It's going to hurt because they're not equivalent. The stride is not the same. The height is not the same. The strength is not the same. You can't yoke those two together because they don't go together. And that's why every relationship you've had has hurt so bad. You keep choosing out of your subconscious low self-esteem, but it does not measure up to your actual stature. So you really, watch this, may need to do something that you haven't done for most of your adult life. You may need to take a chill pill on the relationship stuff until you get your mind right. Look what the Bible says in Matthew 7:6. And this is what happens when a woman is choosing relationships out of broken consciousness or out of a subconscious low self-esteem. In Matthew 7:6, it says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine." See, you got to read the Bible for the principles. You know, you got to see the life principles in the Bible. The Bible is a book filled with principles for living effectively. And he says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls or your best stuff, your most valuable stuff, before swine, because they're going to trample it under their feet. And then they're going to turn around and run over you." Thank you, Bri. Or Brie, I don't know if I'm saying it right. But when you're choosing out of your subconscious low self-esteem, you find yourself giving your best to the dogs. You find yourself throwing your pearls to swine, and they just stump them into the mud. They don't have no appreciation for the value. Why? Because little boys don't appreciate value. Only grown men do. See, when you meet a grown man, you don't have to convince him of your value. Grown men recognize value. I have my grandsons. I have three grandsons, but one of them in particularly, Austin, he's the middle one. I think Austin's about 6 years old, something like that. Well, I wouldn't take Austin and give Austin, you know, a 4-carat diamond solitaire to play with. Because he's a little boy. He don't have no appreciation for that. You know, that's a marble to him. He'll bring it out there in the grass and lose it. Because little boys don't understand value. It doesn't matter how much you sit there and tell him about it. It's worth this amount, and make sure you don't do nothing crazy with it now. Well, you foolish for putting that in his hands, because you should have recognized this is a little boy, and little boys don't recognize value. It takes a grown man to recognize value. And so when you're choosing out of your subconscious low self-esteem, what you're doing is you're taking yourself, which is the greatest value, and you're putting yourself, trusting yourself in the hands of a little or grown boy who does not have the capacity within himself to recognize the value that you are. This is why he mishandles you and mistreats you every time. And then you come back from that experience with a whole lot of trauma, and you create a whole lot of drama in the next relationship, because you put yourself in the hands of somebody that was not mature enough or developed enough to know how to handle you. Number three, I won't be much longer. You choose. Okay, now here's a big one right here. Why you keep ending up with the wrong dude? You choose, or you're choosing out of desperation for a child. Let's see. Oh, Lord, let me see something here. Okay, we got Loyal to Self Goddess. Thank you. And we got Latanya. Thank you all so much. Man, I appreciate you all tonight. You're choosing out of desperation for a child. You'd be amazed at how, and you probably won't because y'all have the conversations. Be amazed at how many women just jump into relationships because they want a baby. Well, you know, I mean, I appreciate that. I have four. I have four biological children. I have, I don't know, God knows how many spiritual kids I have. But I have to say this to you, you know, there are a whole lot of other things that should be a priority to you that should keep you preoccupied before you get to, I want to have a baby, you know. And if you, in, you know, if you don't have the relationship, you shouldn't obsess over having a baby. I mean, there are children that need to be adopted. If, you know, you just got to have a child, there are children that need to be adopted. Now you got the, in the, whatever, the, not the in vitro, but you know where they, you know, do the thing and you can, you know, do whatever. I'd rather, you know, some people against that, but I'd much rather see you do that than go out here with some bogus relationship with somebody that you don't know if they off they rock or not, making a baby, and then you got to spend the rest of your life dealing with this individual that you don't have a clue where their head is, and then you having a, you got, y'all got to also understand that genetics are real. You know, whoever seeds your child gonna be in your child. I'm going to say that one more time. Genetics are real. Whoever seeds your child will be in your child. So if you're looking across the room at a dude you don't like, the last thing you want to do is carry his spawn. Because you may get more than you bargained for. Thank you, Carol. But a lot of women are choosing the wrong man out of desperation for a child. They want a baby so bad. You want a baby so bad. And you may end up with a baby daddy who's not even capable of being a father. So now you have a baby for him. He won't pay child support. He won't show up to father the child. Now you got a seed in the world that doesn't have a father. So now you got an angry seed. And then you may start seeing some of the spirit that's in the dude you so desperately pursued to make the baby with. Now you may start seeing that stuff develop in the child. Now you're trying to figure out, what kind of son do I have here? What kind of daughter do I have here? All because you were desperate for a child, and therefore you went and chose bad.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.